All righty, we are back here on Mornings with Box 2 Radio. Such a joy to be with you guys. Thank you guys for joining in with us today, and very excited for what God is doing in the earth and a wonderful conversation we've been having so far today. But I have in the studio with us a friend of mine who I'm excited. He just released his first song out there that's really recorded, right?
Right.
And you wrote it all. It's all God gave you and everything like that.
He gave it to me for sure, yeah.
And so, but Brother Michael Spencer's in here with me. And so, how are you doing? Like, I mean, how's life going right now?
It's good, you know, in a new place. And God's doing a lot of good things in my life, and I'm excited.
Amen. So, you've been singing and playing for...
Not very long.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
Maybe 2 years?
Yeah.
Just breaking out, like... Had to trust God to step out and do something new, and, you know, he was there with me to do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, your parents have always, you know, your dad's always been very musical and always been it, all them, and you just decided to jump in one day and go for it.
I think I've always had a heart for it.
Yeah.
And I just never would step into it, but, you know, I trusted him, and, you know, he's always there with you, everything you do.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so with this song, it's called Love Song. I got Mariah. I hope we'll play it on here sometimes this morning. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's great.
But she's going to go to the website and hear it a little bit and have it ready and queued up for us. So whenever you're ready for it, let's go for it. But, I've listened to it several times. I think it's a wonderful song, and it speaks of love, and it speaks of the love of the Father. And so tell us a little bit about how you got the song, what season you were in, how you felt like the Holy Spirit downloaded into you, and.
Well, for me, as a believer, I was in a season that felt empty. You know, I knew God had something for me, but I felt depressed without an identity. You know, I felt unworthy at times. And, you know, he showed me that his love just doesn't fail. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He pulled me out of that place. And just like the first verse, I said, I need your love once again. Mm. Fire from heaven breatheth in. I spoke those words, you know. And I was weeping, and, you know, God just gave me a perfect peace. I felt God's presence a lot in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But in this moment, the release and the covering over me was so perfect.
Wow.
And that's really how it sprung up out of me, that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote that whole song in one moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it came out of that moment, so.
Just get the flow going and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think those words are so relevant to really what the Spirit of God's doing right now. Like, he's sending that fresh fire, he's stirring up fresh affections, and and I feel like I've said this a lot on here in the last week, is the Lord is not changing right now, we are.
Right.
Like our desires are shifting, our hearts are changing.
Right.
And it's all because of the love of God. And one thing that's marking what the Lord's doing at this moment is not necessarily the signs, wonders, and miracles, the exuberant aspect. It's the peace.
Yes.
And I love that.
Yeah, I believe it. You know, his love's always available, too, like through every situation, through every season. And, you know, like the part of the song says, here I am in the fire, baptized by love. You know, that's for the broken. That's for the depressed, the hurting. And through it all, that you're already loved, you know.
Mm.
And that's, you know, you're already loved. So anyone that's in that place right now, that's what I'd say to you. You're loved right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have a father right now
that's
available.
Yeah. It's amazing. I love it. And, you know, and it's a big deal. Like, because you were talking about you felt unworthy. You felt empty. You felt this season of where you was kind of like dry. And you were just like, I got to get something.
Yeah, sinking. Like, I felt like I was drowning.
That's
you know, it's
word.
Like, as a believer, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I can't. Like, you can't do enough for God. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, but you're already loved.
Yeah.
And once you realize that and you get that covering over you, it changes your perspective a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And that, unpack that covering, which are, for those who don't know, like, that just, that coming upon you, that just surrounding you, embracing you.
Yeah. It's, I mean... If you don't mind, I'm going to read something I wrote
help
for
yourself.
This.
Yeah, free.
It kind of explains a little bit.
Yeah.
Love's song came from a single moment in time. In that moment, the song became who I was. I had failed God. I was drowning. I knew God loved me. He loves us all. Relying on who I thought I needed to be to please him, he showed me I was already who I needed to be, and that his love over me covered my past as far as the east is from the west. In such clarity in the spirit, I felt the overwhelming embrace of my Father, who gave me sweet release from who I was, who I thought I was, and no matter where you are or where you've been, you have a love song in Jesus' name.
Mm.
That's that embrace, you know,
yeah,
that you're talking about.
Amen. I love that. And I believe there's an innumerable amount of people right now that are experiencing that embrace in the earth. Yeah. It's just an amazing.
Like, seeing it everywhere.
Your song couldn't have come at a more prevalent time because it's happening.
Yeah. I mean, it was for me in the moment.
Yeah.
And now it's for anyone else who will receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got to be passed on.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, can we listen to
Let's
it?
Let's play it.
Let's listen to it. Mariah, you got it? In a
sea of sin. That's not the beginning.
Oh, that's not that.
Are you on the website?
Yeah. Is that the whole song?
No, that's the clip.
Okay.
But you can go to YouTube, Spotify.
Go to YouTube and listen up.
Type in Love Song, Michael Spencer.
She'll get on that, mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that was only the clip. But I've listened to it on Apple Music several times, and I saw where it was on there. So I saw you put it. Me and my wife listened to it, and my wife loved your song too. She thought it was great. She goes, "Have you heard Michael's new song?" I said, "Yeah, it was awesome. It's great." And so, you know, I love that. I do think it's amazing. I love how sovereign God is, and I love how good He is because. You know, you release this song, you do this song right whenever everything's taken off like it is.
Yeah. And it's just, I can't know that. You know what I'm saying?
You have no control over it. Yep. Do you find it, Mariah? All right. Now we're geared up.
Some say the world has never been more divided.
Now we got an ad on Facebook, YouTube. Some say the world's divided, but His love song's going to bring us together.
That's right.
Far from heaven, breathe within. Jesus, you're all I need. Come on in, come near to me, come near to me. I need your love once again. fire from heaven, breathe within. Jesus, you're all I need. Come on in, come near to me, come near to me.
Hallelujah. I love it. I love it. I've listened to it several times and I love the song. And, you know, baptize me in your love again.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that thought. You know, just to baptize me in the love, in your love again. And, man, good. That's an excellent song. Moves your heart to.
God always loves us.
Yeah.
So when I say, feel your love again, you know, it's just. I want to be in that place. That's what that means. I want that embrace. You know, he's there, but, you know, sometimes you got to be broken to be put back together. And for me, that's what it was. To be put back together right, I had to be broken. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and so you're saying, like, that breakening was necessary for a season because it got you to where you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even though you have the desire, you know, to be in a deeper place, you may not be that season, but I had that desire, and I felt very empty, but, you know, his love came through.
His love came through. His love is overwhelming, and that the Lord would baptize us in his love again. Once again, Lord, let the fire of God breathe deep down inside, and let that love overwhelm us and baptize us in your grace. And, and you know, he's doing it. Like he's doing in the earth right now.
It's exciting.
I mean, it's just, it's an amazing thing to see what the Spirit of God is doing. And so,
can't stop watching, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like Asbury, but it's going to happen right here. You know, and that's what I'm believing, that you won't even have to travel. You know what I'm saying? It's getting ready to happen.
Yeah. And I don't think it's going to be exclusive to one house or one person or anything like that. It's going to break out. There's a hunger. There's a hunger. And where there's a hunger, the Lord will show up. And, you know, I think this is the season, too, where I see that different denominations, different perspectives on interpretations and all this, like, we're moving past that. And you say, hey, it's Jesus. Yep. It's all about Jesus.
Too. Absolutely.
And so I think we've been waiting for this day. And, I mean, there is a point where I'm weirdo because I love theology. So I do think distinctions are necessary, and I think that to have proper theology and doctrine is very important. But I don't want it to be a dividing force of worship. I think we should keep working and keep loving and keep moving forward and figuring out what truth is. But at the end of the day, it's still all about Jesus.
It is.
It's all about Jesus. And so I agree wholeheartedly, and I believe it's going to happen. So what's the next thing for you? What do you feel like God's drawing you next? You going to do more songs?
I'm absolutely going to do more songs. But when, I don't know. He's already given me other songs, but, it's all in his timing. I'm just going to be led by the Holy Spirit and see what he has for me.
Yeah. I know you and your family have been doing, your dad built a music room. And so are you, you are going to get together and start doing stuff.
Already have. Yeah. Yes. And we're going to continue.
It's amazing.
Just a freedom thing. What I'm saying? Just a worship.
And
It's good. It's great.
And that's a big deal. Like, no agendas, nothing like that. No just agenda. Go in there and just worship.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's what we're called to do.
Yeah. 100%. And so praise the Lord for that. And thank you so much for that song and your heartbeat around that song. If people want to find this song, where do they get
it? MichaelSpencer.hearnow.com. That's lowercase. I don't know that it matters, but yeah, there's all kinds of links there that take you different places so you can listen.
So you just click on a link there. And yeah. So that's what we should memorize. Type it in
anywhere.
I've got something's crawling up my seat over. That's probably not a good thing.
No.
But yeah, it's a wonderful song. It's an amazing song. Love the heart behind it, the love behind it. I love that he's encountering people today. And we're just praying that continues in a whole new level. And his spirit begins to blow in a mighty way. You've also, I've noticed, done some, I've listened and some devotionals and stuff like that on your Facebook page, I believe it was.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I've listened to most of those.
That was not planned.
Yeah.
So God just kind of led me to that and, speaking, in the spirit. So I don't know. I hope I do more, whatever God gives me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were good, and I appreciated your heart behind it like that. And I think that the Lord is downloading things into people and giving us revelation, and he's speaking. Like, he's speaking, and sometimes he's speaking, we don't even answer, and we don't even hear it because we're too busy because we're waiting for that thunderous voice. But a lot of times it's that still, small voice that you have to be listening for. And I think that's why Jesus said, him who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Yes.
And so I love that. And, before we have a few minutes left, and we usually kind of close out the broadcast on Friday for the rest of the week, but I'd love for you to, if you're okay with it, kind of give an encouragement for leaders and pastors going into the weekend, and just whatever's on your heart, whatever the Spirit of God leads you, and pray for them, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Well, I just pray for leaders and pastors right now, Father God, that you would, your spirit would be upon them, God, that they would be under your anointing, your authority from heaven, God, that you would put them in a new place that goes deeper, that maybe they've never even been, Father God, and that their congregations would hear new words and, new streams would come out through that, Father God, and that you would speak to hearts through every church in this community, Lord. God. And that they would just be lifted up and they would see true revival in their own heart. And they would, Lord, you would just speak new words to them, God. And I believe in your goodness and your grace. It's for us all. And we pray that we'd all be lifted up by your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Moving into this weekend when there's such significant movement happening in the Spirit and moving in the church, the thing I want to say is don't try to force anything. You cannot force the move of God. You cannot do this. You cannot manipulate it. Don't try to copy anything. One of the beautiful things about Asbury is it's organic. It's authentic. It just happened by the move of the Spirit. And our heartbeats going in this weekend is, I'm not trying to look like this. I'm not going to try to look like this. I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit and let him guide and direct us. And I'm really just, the only vocabulary I can give it for me is the season of the wind. And the wind, you don't know where it's coming from. You don't necessarily know where it's going. You just feel it blowing. And I believe moving in the weekend, I'm praying for pastors and leaders just to let the wind blow. Don't try to restrict it. Don't try to govern them. Don't try to control him. Don't say it has to look like Asbury. Don't say it has to look like the ramp. Don't have to say it looks like this or it looks like that. Just let the Holy Spirit be who the Holy Spirit wants to be in your house and in your life. And you just really be discerning. Be willing to say yes. Be willing to say, be flexible. You may be in the middle of a sermon series, but the Holy Spirit speak to you Saturday night and say, I want you to shift everything. Mm-hmm. Be willing to let that happen. And I'm telling you what, if we'll let God be God, then God will do what God alone can do.
It'll be a lot easier too.
100%. The problem is we get our hand in it and we try to control it. We say, Lord, you move like this. This is how you're going to do it. This is what time frame you had to do it. This is who you're going to do it on. And the Lord just kind of snickers. And I believe we're moving from the season of control into the season of surrender, going from entertainment to worship. And I believe that we're going to experience a move of God. But I want to say this, and I want to say this from the depth of my heart. Hear my heart. The move of God doesn't have to look the same in every church.
No.
All right? I just think that's important to say. I don't know why. Yeah. I just feel like the Spirit of God's really leading me to say that. But it don't have to look the same in every church.
It doesn't. I agree.
So I'm not coming here Sunday morning trying to make Bethel Asbury. I'm coming here saying, Lord, what do you have for Bethel Sunday morning? And so that's just my heart on this is, you know, I'm hungry for God to move. And in this move, I believe, is taking place, there's going to be many aspects of it. It's not just a one-size-fit-all. And I believe that he's going to do it if we let him do what he alone can do.
Amen.
And so I'm just prayerful. I'm excited for what's going to happen. I'm excited for the testimonies. I feel the stirring in people's hearts.
Yeah.
Like, can you, I mean, like, it's just different.
Oh, it's completely different.
I don't know how to say it. Like, there's a hunger. There's an excitement. There's a, even when we go to prayer, you know, I went and prayed with Stoy and Alonzo last night in the sanctuary. Even there, it's just a different atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It's just a different prayer. And we kind of call just an off-the-cup worship and prayer meeting Tuesday night just to come in and worship. There was no agenda. There was no structure. There was nothing.
It was good.
And it was a little bit after I think you and your family had headed home, and I was about to head home because I had my kids running around everywhere too. Yeah. And they were, I was like, they got to get to bed or they're never going to wake up the next morning. And I remember there was a gentleman over there. Not saying names or anything like that, but the Lord had me go hand off the baby to one of my kiddos and just go over there. And I just put my arm around. I sat by him. I said, can I pray with you for anything? He said, I'll always take prayer. So I just started to pray. And I felt like the Lord, and I think this is kind of the song even. The Lord said, just wrap him up in your arm. And everybody knows me. I'm not a huggy, rappy person. And so I just put my arm around him and I hugged him tight. And the Lord just kind of led me to say, like, this is the love of the Father you've been waiting to embrace you.
Yeah.
And man, I just held the guy as he wept.
Yeah.
Just held him as he wept. And I believe what the Lord is doing in this season is what you said earlier. He's given identity to the faceless. He's given rest to the heavy laden.
Yes.
He's given affirmation to the hopeless, and he's given hope to them. And friend, let's not miss this moment of the wind, because this moment of the wind is going to change us forever. I just believe it. Yeah. I believe it.
I'm ready to enter in.
Yes. Jump in. Jump in. It's like that woman. My wife shared a testimony from the ramp the other night of this girl, and she just kind of got up there and she said, I was with the ramp school ministry down in Alabama. They canceled classes all week. They just said, we're done. We're going to pray all week. That's what awesome. They did. And so they're there and they're praying. And this girl, I said, I sit here for 3 hours. In the first 3 hours, I didn't feel anything. She just sit there. Yeah. And then she finally said, you know what? I'm just not going to sit here. I'm just going to sit around. I'm going to get in there. And even if I don't feel it right now, I'm going to go up there and I'm going to get in there and I'm going to get it. Whatever everybody else has got, I'm getting it. Mm-hmm. And she got up there and guess what? She got it. And she got it in a big way. And she just said, look, for all you spectators, let's jump in. Yeah. Just jump into what God's doing. And I said this last Sunday morning, it was a powerful time of worship, just moving into the presence of the Lord, going deep. Miss Gretchen got up there and she preached and prophesied, and it just broke. And I mean, people coming up and just in the altars, praying, weeping, crying. It's an amazing move. And I really felt led to go up there, and I was feeling it all morning. And it was confirmation for me in a lot of ways, is I wanted every adult to go find a young person and wrap your arms around them and pray with them.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't care if you feel awkward. I don't care if you've ever prayed for anybody in your life. Let's get over ourselves, move out of your comfort zone, and let's go and do. And it was, it turned into one of the most powerful moments, just praying and weeping. And so,
man, I feel like we're going to draw closer to God, but also each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's such a love I can feel right now.
Come on.
Between the body.
Yes. I'm getting texts everywhere. Hearts are stirred. I mean, all week long, we've had text after text, people just stirred. Before we close out, I do want to remind you all, February 19th, this Sunday night, Hart County Fairgrounds youth event, Pastor Dwayne Kitt and his church over there, they're going to be doing that. Then Coffee with Jesus, Speaker Nicole Taylor, tomorrow at the Millwood Community Center, 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time. I would like to remind you of your Coffee with Jesus coming up next weekend, Saturday, February 18th at 4 o'clock. It will be held at Millwood Community Center in Millwood. Our guest speaker will be Nicole Taylor. I'm excited to hear what God has given her to bring to the table. If you can come, enjoy this event with us. And if you can, if you can't, be in prayer for this uplifting of Jesus and his kingdom. And so excited for all that God's doing there. And again, that's tomorrow, Millwood Community Center. Brother Michael Spencer's song, Love Song, you can go to his webpage one more time.
MichaelSpencer.hearnow.com.
Amen. And we're just praying for you guys. We love you guys so much. Remember, let the Holy Spirit be the Holy Spirit in your church this Sunday morning.
Amen.
Amen. Love you guys. Have a blessed weekend. We'll be back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Central Time, here on the Box 2 Radio Network.
This is the Box 2 Radio Network, WBFI 91.5 FM, McDaniels, Litchfield, Central City, Kentucky, WBFK 91.1 FM, Hinesville, Glasgow, Kentucky, and WBFI 98.3 FM, Rockport, Indiana, Owensboro, Kentucky. We are the Box 2 Radio Network, elevated talk, inspired music.